Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Great show so far, especially for a Friday. We've had Joe Mackey in studio with us in the 12 o'clock hour. If you're interested in seeing Joe Mackey tonight at the Streets of St. Charles Funny Bone, go check him out, stlewisfunnybone.com. And he's got two shows tonight, 7:30 and 9:30, Saturday 7 and 9 p.m. as well. And you can get your tickets at stlewisfunnybone.com. In the 1 o'clock hour, We got to watch a Kamala Harris press conference. It was short, but it was a press conference.
And we think that was the first one she's done.
I think it was.
It was.
Maybe 5-6 minutes.
She made a speech, like a tiny speech, and then she said, and I'll take your questions. So, yeah, I think that was the first that I know of.
Yeah, Fox always sends me an update every morning. It's been this many days without a Kamala Harris press conference.
Man, person counting those is bummed today.
Yeah. It's like, oh, now what do I
back
do?
Back to zero. But that press conference, I'll give her this. Those did not seem like pre-screened questions. They seemed like they were tough, fair questions.
You're giving it more credit than I would, but I don't think that they were just total softballs. I think she just gave crap answers.
Yeah,
or just
I also
like,
think that.
Just not necessarily bad answers, maybe good political answers.
I don't know. Like you said, you ask them, well, did you vote yet? You go, no, I didn't vote yet, but I want to impress upon people the importance of early voting. She didn't do it. She wasn't ready for some of those. So I don't think that was, I don't know. Sure, her answers are never very good.
Folks, should go back and listen to it on your own in the Odyssey app. Our podcast will be up there, AUDACY. You can listen to the Annie Fry Show 97.1 anytime you want. You download that app, AUDACY. You can also go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and rewind. It was about 1:25 is when the two of them are happening. Let's get to next question.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
First question, we're just going to go around the room just to reiterate the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll for today for folks who are coming on to type in their questions for us. We've got Brad, Ethan, Ryan, and myself in the room right now. Straight up answer, 2020 or 2024, which Trump's second term would be more effective? Brad?
2024.
Ethan?
Completely agree, 2024.
Ryan?
2024.
All right. I'm going to say 2024 as well. Should he win re-election this time? Obviously, he didn't in 2020. Obviously, he didn't in 2020. Calm down, people. I think 2024 for sure. If you have thoughts on that, go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Vote in the live chat poll right there in today's live broadcast. Ryan, next question.
Okay, question. Monopoly at McDonald's. Do you think they should bring it back? Because October was when they usually did that. Do you think they should bring it back? Although...
Has it been back since it was corrupt?
No.
Okay.
It's been gone forever.
I kind of would still play it even if I knew it was corrupt because it was fun. And you could win small fries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what they did? I was trying to remember what the point of the
$1 million.
Oh, is that what it was?
You got to find Boardwalk.
Yeah, Boardwalk and Park Place.
Okay, this kind of is coming back a little bit. This was kind of when I was younger, though, so.
Yeah, but they didn't have any Boardwalks or something.
Well, the Boardwalks went to, like, friends of the people printing them or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It was corrupt. McDonald's Monopoly was fun.
It is fun.
And exciting.
I agree.
That's
stealing
my point.
That thing off of the soda.
Oh, yeah. And then, okay, I'll upcharge it. I'll go up the next level just to get the four pieces.
It could be $1 million.
Yeah.
I was
or
already
it could be a bike or something random. Like, yeah. Oh, I got Marvin Gardens.
I was already getting the supersized stuff anyway whenever that was popular. Yeah. So.
Follow-up question. Your favorite place on a Monopoly board?
Ooh,
or favorite color properties to own.
I always tried to get the low end ones because you knew
you're
that
slumlord.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to be a slumlord. You knew that percentage wise, people would land on them the most because that's where you start. So if you got the early ones, you had a higher percentage chance of people landing on them.
Man, I was not good at it, so I liked the free parking. But I always would go
what
for
color
the,
properties.
I would always go for the railroads.
And railroads was, are good.
Yeah. So that the railroads and utilities.
Yeah.
I've never played Monopoly.
What?
Oh, what? Are you kidding me? Not even a McDonald's?
St. Louis Monopoly just came out.
I
we
heard.
Should play.
Yeah, we should get together and play St. Louis Monopoly and be like, oh, instead of the B&O Railroad, it's the trolley.
Let me ask this. With St. Louis Monopoly, how does the go-to-jail thing work?
Nobody goes to
do
jail.
Do you go to jail?
No, there is no jail.
Oh, man.
I like the yellow properties. I like the yellow ones and the ones that were right before the corner where you could land on free parking and get stuff there. Like, you're, like, hoping that you land on free parking so you can get the money in the middle. That's how we played it. Where if you paid utilities, yeah, it went in the middle. It's like, I don't think that that's standard rules, but I think that
most people do that.
Play. Yeah. But people are like, oh, I'm going to land on Atlanta. Oh, nope, sorry, you owe me $28.
I forgot, when I was a kid, the one everybody wanted to own around us was Illinois Avenue.
Illinois Avenue, yeah. All
that's
right.
The red one.
Ethan, next question, you got one for us here?
Oh, geez, hold on, go ahead.
Brad,
and,
next question.
Yeah, thank you. So my question is if you could take any two animals and switch their sounds that they make, what two animals would you pick?
You go first.
Of course I go first. I want to switch the screaming goats and crickets.
Crickets?
That sounds terrible.
So you have a bazillion little insects that go, ah!
Imagine trying to sleep with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Be awful.
And be much more impactful at night, you know, when you open your windows, when it's starting to get cool outside in the spring, but not cold, and you're like, let's listen to summer starting to set in, and it's just a bunch of, ah! I'll pass. What about you?
I'll make this real simple. I want to switch dogs and cats. Because I want to hear what cats would do with that kind of power.
Uh-huh.
And I also think that it might be fun to just have dogs that aren't loud, you know, at 3 in the morning. And cats don't go out as much. So I think there'd be a benefit for everybody.
Ethan, do you have an answer to this question?
I'm going to have to think about this one. I'm struggling to put together.
You really don't
right
have
now.
To think about it.
No.
Don't hurt
really
yourself
don't.
Over
no,
it.
No, I'm going to, at some point in this segment, come up with my answer to this one. I need time, guys. I need time.
Foxes and sloths.
What sounds do they make?
I have no idea. But then I'd find out.
Yeah, you switch them and you go, something weird about that fox.
All right, I'm going to go with my next question. The ideal wake-up time and bedtime for you. Like, ideal. What's your favorite time to wake up and the favorite time to go to bed?
Oh, I like waking up at about 8 if I can. Usually can't. My favorite time to go to bed would be 11.
Ethan?
Waking up probably 9, 9:30, and going to bed probably around 1.
Yeah, everything, all things considered, yeah, 9 o'clock, ideal waking up time. Bedtime, I don't know, 2, 3?
Yeah, I'm 10 a.m. and 1 a.m.
Okay.
If I can lay in bed and wake up and it's 9 something and I can kind of lay there to the point where it takes me till about 10 to fully wake up, I think my most favorite sacred time is when you wake up in the morning and you don't have to get out of bed right away and you can just kind of lay there and be awake but not have to be doing anything. Maybe look at your phone, but unbothered. And I just don't like to go to bed, so I like to stay up late.
That's one of the best things about college. You just had, unless you had an early class,
yeah,
you had no responsibilities.
And if you had an early class, you were doing it wrong.
Yeah, you were. Unless that's the only time you could get that class. Because I had one at 8 a.m. and I was so mad.
Same.
But staying up late was great in college because that's when a lot of the socialization happens after midnight, you know?
Yeah.
People just hanging out.
What time was your bedtime? Ideal?
11 now.
Your ideal bedtime is 11?
Yeah, I could probably push that to midnight, but 11, yeah.
So you're the early to bed for us. All right.
I'm actually not getting up that early at 8 o'clock, but everybody else is later.
I said early to bed.
What do you think? This
I'll
is my next question.
Later. Next question, Ryan.
What do you think about graffiti art when you see it around, even if it's not...
Are you talking about vandalism?
No, I'm not talking about vandalism.
Are you excluding vandalism?
Yes, excluding vandalism.
Because driving down Tucker Boulevard, and seeing this building that's right across the street that gets tagged in the most obnoxiously big, obscene ways, and this city doesn't give a rat's patoot about how that looks, makes me filled with rage. It
not
makes
that.
Me so mad.
Not that one.
No, this is like, obviously, soapbox stuff for me. That St. Louis, like, listen, when you're driving in 5570 out of St. Louis into Illinois, right bordered with East St. Louis, there's a whole wall of intentional, painted, cultural representation.
Murals.
And I think it's actually really beautiful and colorful, and it's very aesthetically pleasing. The city behind it is just dilapidated, and I wish so much that Illinois would get their heads out of their butts and realize that you could make that a business epicenter on the river across from the only blue city in the in the Missouri area right here that's making dumb decisions like crazy. Put the business on the Illinois side. In that regard, I'm okay with it. If it's intentional, if it's planned, I think it adds flavor and culture to an area. But boy, as soon as you start seeing broken windows, which is an entire philosophy, broken windows, and graffiti tags all over things where they're not supposed to be, it's like just the biggest, boldest way of saying we don't give a crap about this city. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it depends on location, and I think it depends on if it looks good or not. I mean, there's some people go out there and they just spray and they look like a 12-year-old with a marker writing on a wall. I mean, that doesn't look good, obviously, but if you go into an intentional spot and you're actually trying to create art,
it's like
where
sanctioned.
It makes sense,
yeah.
Then I'm fine with it.
So we're talking about graffiti. Am I okay with it?
Not vandalism graffiti, just graffiti art.
Yeah, I like it. I like watching. I mean, as long as they're like hired to do it, or you know, they've got an area that's their area that they're doing it at, I think that there are some great graffiti artists out there. They can create some really cool looking things. Like you see those pictures like in downtown Los Angeles of the big wings, and everybody wants to get their selfie taken in front of that or whatever. Stuff like that is really cool, provided that the owner of the property is on board, and it's not really like, it's not a tag, it's not lame. You know, you put some effort into it, it looks good. I'm a fan of it.
Okay. I want to like it. I just usually don't see anything. Once in a while, you see somebody, oh, you really, really did a nice mm-hmm. big block of art there. But most of the time, man, you're going to take the time to do this, whether it's legal or not. Whether some of them are under overpasses. We're like, how did you even get up there? And then you just write your name in bubble letters. That's all you're doing. It always frustrates me.
I encourage you, the next time you're bored and looking for a rabbit hole to go down, pay attention to the tags that you see downtown St. Louis and start Googling them, and then learn about whose tags belong to whom. I've done that before.
Okay.
That's fun.
But today, when I was driving in this morning, Tucker Boulevard, get off the Stan Musial Bridge, driving downtown, there is a man just, he was walking down the street and he just turned to his left and just peed.
His pants already down?
That is art.
He's not like you. He doesn't have his pants around his ankles while he's peeing. He just turned and peed. It was unbelievable.
I think I just glitched. I don't know how to respond to that.
There's no response. I just looked and I'm
like,
okay.
Intense accusation.
I guess that's what we do here. You've got just public urination on the side. It was like 10:45 in the morning or something like that. It might have been 11 in the morning. Urination right here. A tent city back there. Graffiti all over the place. People passed out. You look at them and you hope that they're alive. As a city, we are not caring for these people, and we are not caring for our city. It's terrible. Brad, one next question here, and then we'll take a break.
Okay, so the question I have is if you get to ask Trump one question that he has to answer honestly, what would it be?
What's yours?
I think I'm going to ask him about aliens. Like, what have they revealed to you about aliens? Or maybe it's who shot JFK. Those are the two things that I would want to know.
Ryan?
I don't necessarily want to know the specifics of any question. I want to know how much does he know they were keeping back from him? Because if they were, if there's all this stuff, whether it be conspiracy stuff or just general intelligence, how much does he know that the people he's supposed to trust were not trusting him?
Ethan?
Yeah, I think the thing that I would want to know is what piece of classified information that he learned surprised him the most. So not necessarily a specific subject, but to know what was the most, like, for him, like, whoa.
I think I wouldn't ask him about any of that. I don't think I would want to know any of that stuff. I actually kind of am a ignorance is bliss type of a person for a lot of this stuff. Like, I if it becomes news, I'm going to want to know what the answers to the aliens, the JFK, the classified, you know, all the conspiracy theories that we've talked about before. I'd have to think on this more if I were given the opportunity to talk to him. But I would want to know something about Donald Trump, the man. I don't really care about... I know enough about who he is, his policies, like, as a politician, as a public figure. I think I would want to know, like, when you completely take politics and everything out of it, like, what makes him the happiest? When is he the happiest? Where do you put yourself in life? Like, if you need a shot of happiness in your arm, where do you go? And what delivers that for you? Because I wonder if we would be surprised by the answer. Maybe we wouldn't. All right, we got more questions coming in from you. Ethan will feature some of your questions when we come back here. So if you want to get a good question in for the crew, it can be about anything. Annie Fry YouTube channel. And in the comments section right there, fire your questions off. We'll filter through as many as we can in the next segment. You can also vote in today's YouTube live chat poll, which Trump's second term would be most effective. We'll be right back. 2 years and just like that.
This. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, welcome back. We're going through your questions. You can interview us here at the wrap-up of the Annie Fry Show week. And we're moving through a little next question. And our next question that I'm going to ask is, what algorithm have you inadvertently stumbled into? So all of a sudden, you're scrolling through things on the internet, and it's like, wow, I have done something to imply that I am highly interested in this. The one that I have currently stumbled into, and I am here for all of it, is 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah?
I get 50 Cent, 50 Cent, 50 Cent stuff all the time, and I know so much about him right now. I don't know why, but I love it. It's so bizarre. Do you know that he doesn't drink?
No, I didn't know any of this.
He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't smoke weed. He doesn't do any of that stuff.
The fact that you're talking about it means I'm going to get it.
No,
on
you're
my,
all going to get it that are listening right now. He's a super, like, straight, clean guy,
no,
super wealthy because he's been very successful.
I think, didn't he just invest a bunch of money in, like, Birmingham, Alabama or something? All philanthropic work.
Like in a city, like city created to create.
Yeah, it was something pretty neat.
He's very wealthy. And he sells booze, and...
But he doesn't drink?
No, and he was one of the things that I saw, like, I've learned all this information, and I haven't been able to share it. 50 Cent was being interviewed by someone, and they're showing him rapping in a video, and he's holding a glass of something, and he's talking about, like, it was probably not gin and juice, but something like that. And they're like, you don't drink, but you're holding a glass and selling it to people. And he goes, I didn't do crack when I sold cocaine or whatever. It's like, and she was like, well, that's a good point. Anyway, I'm in the 50 Cent algorithm. Okay. And I'm not, you know, you can say like, a lot of times, why am I seeing this or whatever? You can try to take yourself out of that algorithm. I'm not doing that. I want to know more.
Okay, there's three. One is Mario Brothers cheat videos for some reason. And I'll watch them every time. Like, oh, look at this glitch they found in Mario 2.
Yeah.
The other two are one Neil Tyson Degrassi videos.
Oh, man.
But I'm kind of interested because it's science-based stuff. But I don't know. He's a good speaker. And then the last one. I would. The last one is Nate. Is it pronounced Nate Bargatze?
Bargatze. And yes, I'm in there too, and I'm happy about
His stand-up is really funny.
So funny.
And here's the difference between him and almost all other comedians right now, especially sketch comedy people, is he does not break. He never smiles at his own jokes or anything.
Every once in a while, he'll kind of about it because he's amused.
That's it.
But he's so good. And he's clean.
And I've noticed that too. And when he's in, he talks about his parents and being raised Christian too. He doesn't say that he is, but he does talk about being raised that way. And even in his sketches when he's on SNL and stuff, he stands out because he doesn't break.
Yeah.
And all the rest of them do.
If you don't know who Nate Bargatze is, find on YouTube. Maybe I'll share this out. He's done two of them now, but the first one where he's George Washington and he's talking. I think we played this on the air.
It's a classic sketch now.
It's amazing. He's talking about, like, this is what it's going to be like in America, but he's talking about, like, words.
It's basically the metric system.
Yes. And how we're going to do it differently.
We're going to fight for freedom so that we do not have to use the metric system. That's the whole premise.
The Nate Bargatze algorithm is a good one to fall into. Brad, you got any?
Yeah, the weird one for me is tractors, like farming, just basic
farming.
You just
got a tractor, though.
I did, and I looked up like a couple of like, how do you replace the air filter? How do you do this?
Well, that's
why. And the next thing you know, I'm like learning how to plant corn at this time and
but
what.
But are you watching?
Sometimes.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
he's watching.
I can get
some of them are like, but the other ones are like really good.
Yeah.
Really good. It scratches an itch.
Anything else?
No, that's the main one that I'm surprised by.
Ethan?
Is this specific to what we're surprised by or just
no,
kind of
I mean, like, just something that you're, like, for instance, I haven't been researching 50 Cent.
Okay.
But there he is.
Right.
Over and over again.
So the biggest one for me, I would say that kind of just has come out of left field in the last 6 to 8 weeks. And I don't know I don't remember really Googling much about it. Obviously, it becomes way more intense during this time. It's fantasy football.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
My entire timeline, it feels like, is fantasy football right now. But I feel like, honestly, that could have just naturally started around the drafts. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, fantasy football is a big one. And I'm also in the comedian area.
I love
but
that stuff.
Mine are Matt Rife.
Oh, God. I dove out of that as fast as I could.
But also Shane Gillis. Love Shane Gillis's Trump impersonation.
Do you like Matt Rife?
Some of it's funny. Some of it's a little bit yeesh.
Matt Rife is the guy who walks up to you. I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but walks up to you in a bar and you're immediately like, no. Like, he doesn't even... Like, I know that we're both here to impress you. I'm not interested.
His interaction.
Every guy that walks up to me in a bar.
His interaction with the audience, I think, can be pretty funny. I haven't watched a lot of just his material, but like when he kind of goes off the cuff and starts talking with the audience, sometimes it can get pretty funny.
I think he's more mean sometimes than he is funny. But anyway.
Man, I used to get hit on in bars by dudes sometimes. Uh-huh. And I had no clue it was happening. No clue.
You were in a gay bar.
That tracks.
No, maybe.
Next question.
I don't know.
Next question.
Next question.
Is this where it's my turn now?
Ryan,
are you?
We had this
debate internally at the station.
Him.
So Mark Cox has his voter guide out.
Yes.
I was writing the script for this, and he adjusts, you know, it's just
did
like...
Did you write the script for his voter guide? Is it really yours?
Yeah, it's my
voter
guide.
His ghostwriter for his voter guide?
Voter guide was done.
There's Missourians all over going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's mostly about Southern Illinois.
It just says, help me.
We were kind of going back and forth on the script. He went in and read it to promote the voter guide. And he said, I think this is grammatically wrong. And I said, but it's, I don't know that it is. So I'm going to read the sentence to you. Tell me whether or not this is grammatically right or wrong. The direction of the nation and of the state are in your hands. Or the direction of the nation and of the state is in your hands.
The direction is in your hands. But that's a poorly worded sentence and should be rewritten. Any next question?
That is correct.
It's the direction is. You remove the prepositional phrases and then you figure out the verb and then you rewrite the sentence.
It sounds unnatural.
Did you change it? You tell me you changed the sentence.
I think we adjusted it enough that it sounds more natural.
Say the sentence again.
The original was, the direction of the nation and of the state are in your hands. Now, I think we removed one of the ofs and made it sound better too. The direction of the nation and of the state is in your hands. It's actually the second one. But I don't remember exactly how we rewrote it.
The direction is easy. Anybody else?
That was easy. I asked my wife the same thing, and she's like, and she's like, Mark Cox is right.
She an English teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you're great.
Yeah. Thank you,
man.
Brad, are you done?
Yeah, I used all mine.
Ethan, let's go to the audience and find some questions. Next question,
all right,
Ethan.
So it hasn't been that long that we've had the new audio for next question, correct?
Uh-huh.
Just a handful of weeks.
Uh-huh.
Some of the people are wanting to know if this is Todd on the drums.
Remix.
It is Todd.
Ryan, you're the one who contracts our musicians.
Yeah, I talked to Todd. He said, "Do you want to do this?" I said, "Let's do this." And that was the conversation.
And that's it. That was brilliant.
Uh-huh.
You're good at this.
Yeah, thank you.
Bologna sausage? Yeah, he's fantastic.
Honestly, it amazes me how you do it.
It frightens me, but go on.
Okay, next one. If you had to live inside one TV show for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Ooh, The Purge.
These days are ours. Happy Days? How would you not want to live in Happy Days?
Ooh, Happy Days? Yeah, that'd be fun.
The Purge.
What's your mindset on The Purge? Please. Enlighten.
The show?
No, I mean, like, why you'd want to live inside of it.
Oh.
Go on with this.
Well, Tyrus is in it.
Oh.
And I just kind of, I think he's cool.
Gotcha. You feel like he would protect you or try to kill you?
Ooh, tough question.
No, it's not. Because he plays a bodyguard in the Purge series, and so he would be protecting me. Although, I think he's protecting people who are in cages who are supposed to be killed. So, I'm not really quite clear on that. I choose the Purge.
Do you think you would end up in a cage?
No, I'd be one of the rich people.
Okay,
Brad, gotcha. What about you?
I was originally going to say Dragnet, but I think I'd rather like to be in Police Squad.
I don't know what that is.
It's the Leslie Nielsen.
Police Squad is Naked Gun, TV show.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is that. I always like the cutscenes, like the show ends and everybody stops.
Yeah. They're laughing, but they're actually just stopping.
Yeah,
moving.
And like whatever's going on in the background still moving around. Yeah. I think that would be fun. So that aesthetic, but with that comedy, yeah.
Do you have an answer, Ethan?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of TV shows that I know.
I think that Outer Banks would be a pretty cool one just because of the setting. I mean,
that's what I was trying to think of, like something tropical and cool.
Yeah, that would be a good one. I think Stranger Things would also be a little
Don't go into Stranger Things. You don't
the
know
upside
which
down?
One you, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be the upside down.
Is Stranger Things start to finish worth the watch?
Well, it's not done yet, but yeah.
100%.
Because I think I watched the whole first season and then at the time, it definitely wasn't. Oh, I should watch it with my kids, with my older kids.
Yeah,
they could watch the older, my almost 15-year-old and my 12-year-old could watch it.
Like the it gets more mature as it goes along.
Okay,
like
see, I don't know that.
It's gotten even darker. The last season was by far the darkest.
So let me ask you this: the biggest thing that I don't want them to watch is sexualized situations that they like. They don't need to hear an F word every other word. Does it get filthy with language?
Man, I don't really remember.
It's been
remember.
A little bit since I've watched
Vid
it.
Angel it.
What?
Vid Angel it.
And then what about like...
there's not a lot of like
nudity, sexualization. Like,
there's none of that. No, there's not.
It's just really scary. A little mind,
there might be
psychological
some language.
There might, yeah, I think there is a little bit of language, but it becomes really dark in the sense of like... supernatural-ish. Yeah. Like, it's not like heaven and hell, but like they play into the upside down, like kind of like demon type beat. So
I think my son would like it. I don't know if my daughter would like it.
It's very entertaining.
Yeah, we loved it, but we had to stop watching it because we had all these kids. And by the time, I mean, Ryan, you can relate to this probably. Like, by the time everybody is done with the day and you could actually watch, I mean, even like CSI on TV, I'm too tired.
Our kids got released during the Walking Dead.
Released.
Yeah. So it was the middle of that series. We just stopped. We couldn't watch it anymore.
We watched the Game of Thrones when Molly was born because we had to stay up to feed her. So we would put kids to bed at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, melatonin and everything, and be able to watch maybe 4 episodes of that, Outlander and all that stuff, after they went to bed. But it just doesn't work. I don't know. Somebody said Home Improvement. I'd feel safe there.
We're back to that phase now. We're watching a show called From now. Did I mention this one?
Mm-mm.
Where it's on MGM. It's brand new. They're in the third season. It's a group of people who drive into a town, and they try to drive out the other side of the town, and they just come right back into the same side. And there's all these people stuck in this town. Can't leave it.
Oh, yeah. Here, G-Wibs has a good suggestion. I'd like to be in Gutfeld. On Gutfeld.
Okay.
I'll take that one.
Just live on it.
You want to do... Let's do one more question from the audience before we bolt here.
Okay. Last one.
Last question.
The one and only Balls.
Oh.
He's asking it. He's asking me specifically, but I want to get your guys' opinions. I'm going to exclude myself from this because I think the answer would obviously be me as the best athlete on the Annie Fry
show. That's going to be times four.
So out of you three, who do you guys think is the best athlete of you three?
Ryan, you first.
Probably me. And
what's your reasoning?
If you want to put that to the test, I will.
How?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll do a decathlon.
Name five sports.
Thigh curl contest.
Pick five sports.
Okay. Golf. Hockey. Maybe soccer.
I can't even think of five sports.
I'm trying to think of the ones that I would be most confident in. I don't know that I would play you in basketball because I think you got a pretty good shot. Maybe both of you do. Curling. Foosball.
All right. I feel like the fact that you can't come up with five sports you think you could win at means you are eliminated. But
I mean, I could just say the five big sports, but I just don't. Basketball is the one I just don't know.
Brad, what do you think?
I think it's me.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I think I can beat you guys in baseball. Softball.
What is baseball? Is it just home run derby?
Yeah, home run derby. Let's go home run derby. I could beat you guys in that.
He does play softball.
Used to.
Yeah, that's a girl sport.
Haven't played in a year. I think that I could beat you in hockey.
Did you know he plays in a women's softball league?
Yeah.
It's co-ed. That's why he thinks he's so good.
It's co-ed, amazing. But it's all women. He says it's co-ed.
It's co-ed because I'm there.
Because he's there.
So you said softball?
Softball, baseball, slash.
Not softball and baseball.
Yes,
yeah, that's
slash.
One. That's
so
one.
Let's throw hockey in there, soccer. I think I could beat you guys at running. And, like, distance, I could beat you guys in a 5K. And
you think you could beat Ethan in running?
This no, is excluding
Ethan doesn't,
me.
Doesn't
oh,
count.
Oh, excluding oh, oh. Me. Yeah, because your age sucks for us.
Yeah. Correct.
Boxing. Where am I at? Boxing and football.
He's got some smug to him. He's pretty like, this isn't confidence. This is cockiness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, Annie?
I think I could compete with all of you.
That's not a confident answer in your ability to win.
I will
no,
agree.
No, I would put my confidence on the scoreboard.
Yeah, let's let it out, Annie. Let it out, Annie.
It's just a platitude.
Let it out, Annie.
Brian just vomited on the microphone.
That's the sickest I've ever been in an answer.
Rolled your eyes on this show harder than you just did. Right?
It's like, oh man, you'd really nail the post-game interview. Well, we came out and we gave 110%, I can tell you that.
You want to play good? You hope to play good. I feel like we played pretty good.
Do I get to hit from the red tees?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm gonna vote me. Why would I not?
Well, there's a surprise.
Unless I can vote for Ethan.
Based on the sports that Brad picked, I'm gonna vote Brad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, I'm not gonna beat Brad at boxing.
I would do volleyball, basketball, softball, track, and I'll do boxing.
Grant's not going for the win, though. He's going for the kill. Like, this is pretty aggressive.
You should pick all really physical sports and then be like, but you can't hit a girl.
No, you can try to hit me. But try. I will hit you back.
Oh, boy.
Try to hit her.
Ryan, I've seen her box.
Ryan, I could beat you in boxing.
Well, I'm not saying that I'd be good at boxing.
Only because I've trained.
Would either of you hold back against Annie?
Oh, my gosh,
of course
yes.
They would.
Yes.
Because they're gentlemen. They're good people. Yeah. And I would take full advantage of it.
I mean, like, answer from you, Wiggins.
I'll beat you in the other four. I'll give you boxing.
They just drop their gloves and walk out. All right, let's take a quick break. Ethan, thank you for asking those questions. And audience, thanks for submitting them on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be back after this. Ethan will have the results of today's YouTube live chat poll. Which Trump second term would be more effective, 2020 or 2024? What do you think? We'll be right back. Have any big, like, fall Halloween-y plans for this weekend, the weekend before Halloween?
Not really. No, I can't even figure out where we're going to trick-or-treat. We always do our neighborhood, but we're talking about going to our church group's neighborhood on Halloween. I don't think we're doing anything that... Actually, no, now that you say that, thanks for the reminder, because we haven't been to a pumpkin patch yet this year.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Probably Relic-y. Mm-hmm. We usually go there.
I love Relic-y's.
But... We've had such busy weekends that we're now right before Halloween. We haven't done it yet, so we'll probably be out there.
Do you do trunk or treats?
As often as we can.
Oh my gosh.
Bang for your buck.
It's the way.
Yeah.
Trunk or treat versus having to go out and do the... We'll do the trick or treat thing in our neighborhood. I still don't have costumes for my kids, and my son is 14. He'll be 15 in December. He will wear some. He'll probably go trick or treating with us when we go, and he'll probably hang out with his friends the rest of the time. And he'll go if I give him like a hat or like a sweatshirt or something to wear that matches something that Molly's wearing. He'll go help her trick or treat, which is cool. But you know, he's not like, Mom, I need a costume. You know, he's not trying to be Darth Vader or something. Mm-hmm. But I haven't gotten anything for him yet, and I was looking at when we were at Johnny Brock's this past week, looking at costumes, which, you guys, if you haven't subscribed to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, there's going to be some content coming out mm-hmm. shortly. We went shopping for costumes to wear next week on Halloween. Thursday will be somewhat of a Halloween show. We don't have, like, Halloween programming, but on Halloween we will do costumes. Definitely in the 2 o'clock hour. We might have a costume change that takes place.
I hope so.
Yeah.
If we pull that off, it's going to be something.
I need to get the thumbs up.
Okay.
From the man down the hall.
Man upstairs?
No, he's down the hall. I didn't ask the man upstairs. Maybe I should. But we have... Brad and Ryan picked out a costume for me. Ryan and I picked out a costume for Brad. Brad and I picked out a costume for Ryan. We all picked out a costume for Ethan. Does he know that?
Huh? Oh, he probably doesn't.
Costumes.
For the first time, just so you know, you're in the show often enough that we had to have a costume for you.
Oh.
Are you a costume guy, Ethan? You like a good costume? I hate them, so it's okay to say that for sure.
I don't enjoy the time that it takes to put into finding or like making a good one. If it's given to me and it's a good one, I will wear it and I will rock it. But the time before that is what I struggle with.
Well... You have come to the right place.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Oh, great.
So I'm going to put out some of these videos probably this weekend on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and it's going to show some of the costumes that we selected, and we want to know which ones you think we should wear. And then you'll get to find out Thursday which ones ended up getting picked.
Do you guys know what you picked for each other?
No, we haven't officially picked yet.
So mm-hmm. I'm not the only one here that's kind of like, wait.
Well, we picked finalists.
Yes, which is the video that I'll be putting out.
So, yeah, we narrowed them down. Few for each person that we've picked for each other.
Got it.
But we're going to let people kind of help decide.
Okay, understood.
What they think would look basically the stupidest.
And Johnny Brock's, walking through Johnny Brock's dungeon as a non-costume person, like I don't peruse that world on my own for any purposeful intent. If you need it, Johnny Brock's has it. Wow. The store just keeps going and going and going. We had to go put some things back that we eliminated. I was like, I know exactly where it goes. But then I would have to go through like aisles and aisles and aisles because they have so much for you. So if you're going shopping this weekend to, if you've got a Halloween party, costume parties coming up, or if you're looking for something for kids, I think I might take my kids back. I was thinking about it, maybe going to Johnny Brock's and seeing if there's something there that they want.
Well, they have stuff that you wouldn't think about. Yeah. I think my favorite, because they have them kind of arranged by aisle. I had never been into that store. I think I'd been to a Johnny Brock's, but maybe not that spot. But they have an aisle that's just eras.
Mm-hmm.
That starts with, they may go back to like medieval through
right.
the 80s, you know, and all these different ideas that you wouldn't have even known you could have had.
Yeah, if you're not a costume person, you could go there and end up becoming one. You could go there and be like, wow, I didn't even know that was a possibility. And they have everything from, like, you know, your plastic mask all the way up to, like, this could be a costume that you would wear on the set of a movie.
Also, they have a ton of stuff for parties and decorations. So if you're looking for, like, the hat to complete the costume, if you're looking for party favors or just decorations, serving stuff, sunglasses, different types of glasses. Like, I'm just, every time I go in there, I'm like, these people are next level. Johnny Brock's.
The best joke in the video was when we were walking past.
Were you going to tell it?
The skeletons, the really scary skeletons. And I was like, the scariest part is that there's one of these inside of you.
Good joke.
Spoiler much?
Yeah. Spoiler, yeah. It's going to be great when it comes out, I promise.
If Ryan's not explaining the joke, is he even joking? Ethan, you want to give us the results of today's YouTube live chat poll?
Let's do it. 291 votes today on the live chat poll. Which Trump second term would be more effective? Everyone in here voted 2024, and guess what? You guys represent the people well. 86% Ooh. Say 2024 and 14% say 2020.
Almost 300 votes. That's awesome. Thank you guys for coming and hanging out with us. Thank you again to everybody who has subscribed on the YouTube channel. That costume celebration at 2 o'clock on Thursday of next week is in response and gratitude of the 10,000 subscribers we've reached on YouTube. But we'd love to have more. So come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, subscribe, and you'll see some of those videos. Be sure also to download that Odyssey app, AUD ACY. Stream us anywhere and everywhere. The Mark Reardon Show next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.